Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The NFL draft coming up in several hours. I am Jim Rome. We've been talking about that. We had Mike Mayock on. Lincoln Riley, head coach of the Sooners, just came on and talked about Baker Mayfield. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I am Jim Rome. All right, hour starts off. Open segment right now. Coming up next segment, we're talking Vegas Golden Knights hockey. One of the best stories not only in the NHL but all of sports this year. Their general manager, George McPhee, joins us. They're freaking out on the Strip. This is a team that's got to look at winning this whole thing as an expansion team. So that's coming up in about 15 minutes. I start hour number three with a tweet from Caleb in Green Bay. He writes, "Forget Scott Frost. I would love to give a shout-out to his dad, signed Vincent Mack in Des Moines." Remember Vinny Mack? This is old school now. This goes back to 2010. The hack-off. Not the smack-off, the hack-off. He won the hack-off, which got him a guaranteed invite to the smack-off. And during his acceptance speech, he didn't name-drop Scott Frost. He name-dropped Scott Frost's dad.
But I'd like to give a shout-out. It's probably something you know. Remember Scott Frost?
You bet I remember Scott Frost, of course.
Right. Well, his dad was our high school football coach. And I'd just like to give a little shout-out to Larry. I'd like to say, nice play call, coach.
I mean, it's the epitome of a hack-off, right? So very quickly, the hack-off, the smack-off is for the best of the best. So I thought, if we've got a day for the best callers on the show, shouldn't we have a day for the worst callers on the show? The hack-off. So Vinny Mack won the hack-off. And again, the big dilemma with that is, what's the best call in the hack-off? Is it the best of the worst, or is it the worst of the worst? He won that day in 2010. But how very hack of him, in his acceptance speech, not to salute Scott Frost, but to salute Scott Frost's dad. The irony was not lost on Mike and Indy, who a week later referenced that in the smack-off.
And Vinny Mack, great acceptance speech for the hack-off. You want to talk about name-dropping? How about you pick up that name you dropped last week? We all used to think you were just a big loser, but now that we know you're friends with Scott Frost's dad, our opinion has changed. Real sweet, bud.
That's the best we can do for Mike and Indy, right? I don't know where Mike is. I know a lot of you are looking for him. But that was Mike and Indy. That was back in 2010. So the hack-off is dead. The smack-off is not. And that's coming up a little bit later on. All right, phone lines are open. Let me change up on you. I want to discuss EP34 quickly. EP34, the Jim Rome podcast. 34. It is newsworthy. It's not just some shill for the pod. Well, I mean, it is that. But it's newsworthy because we're about 9 days out from the biggest race in the sport of the kings. Sport of kings, I should say. The Kentucky Derby. So what better way to get ready for it and preview it than to get with a guy who has won that race and pretty much every other race that matters in his sport than to sit down and chop it up with Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, which is exactly what I did for episode 34 of the Jim Rome podcast, which hit yesterday. Message to those of you who don't give a damn about horse racing. I get it. I understand it. I'm not here to necessarily change your opinion or your mind. I'm trying to get you to open up your mind. Hear me out. Hear me out. Podcasting is about storytelling. And good storytelling is compelling regardless of the subject. Mike tells some great stories in this episode. Also, most people find out that the more they learn about something, the more they begin to enjoy something. Isn't that true with everything in life? So why not hear from one of the best to ever do it a week out from one of the biggest events in all of sports? It makes sense, right? And if learning new things and being open-minded isn't your bag, I can't get you there. I do have some voicemails for you in a few minutes. So sit tight, losers. Before I get there and give you what you want, listen to what I have to say. The Kentucky Derby is coming up in about a week and a half. Mike is on a horse named Justify. Justify is the early favorite to win that race. And not only just that race, but he's a horse that may be getting some run as a potential Triple Crown winner as well. Do you feel like you've got the horse to beat in Justify?
I truly believe I probably have probably the most talented horse, Jim. I mean, this horse is just way above average. I mean, he does things that a horse his age ain't supposed to do. The great thing about him, although he's very, you know, lightly raced and inexperienced, is that he has a mind that goes with his talent, which could certainly help. So we got some good things going for us. He certainly has the ability, but as we were talking about earlier, how difficult it is to win the Derby, you got to get the trip. I mean, you know, so we're hoping that we draw well. Gets into the race healthy and sound, and you got to get a trip.
When you talk about needing a good trip, play along with me. Explain what you mean by that. What is a trip in horse racing?
You know, giving them a chance to showcase their ability, to put them in a place where they're comfortable, where they're happy, where they're in a rhythm. When you ask them to run, that there's a place to go. With 20 horses and everybody jockeying for position, you know, going into that first turn, man, it's crazy. It's the most wildest thing you've ever been a part of. I mean, it's hard to explain what it's like, but I mean, it's you hear the saying of the thundering hooves. Believe me, I mean, that's all you hear.
Mike's so good, and that sounds good. That sounds clean because he was in studio. What I'm saying to you is I know a lot of you will watch one race a year, the Derby. So listen to this so you know exactly what it is you're watching, and you have something to bring to it at the party. Start dropping some knowledge. So Justify. That's the name of his horse. Remember that name. It's not one that you want to hammer at the window because it's not going to get you paid very much. But with that horse's talent, Mike in the irons, he might be the one to beat. Also, if Mike's not the best to ever do it, and he might be, and if he's not, he's on a very short list with those who are. And there's no denying that he has ridden some of the best horses in the history of that sport, including the big mare, Zenyatta, who took horse racing by storm back in the day. For those of you who don't know, Queen Z was a perfect 19 for 19 heading into her final race at the Breeders' Cup Classic in 2010. The entire world was watching that race. Mike was on top of America's favorite racehorse one last time. Have you ever felt more pressure than you did going into the gate in her final race in the Classic?
No, that was by far the most pressure, and probably the most pressure I'll ever feel, maybe. You know, you're 19 for 19. You know it's her last race. Man, the world was watching, you know. They all loved her, and it was a lot of pressure. And although we didn't pull it off, I think might have been one of the only races where she still won, even though she was beat. In defeat, she still looked incredible. What she overcame, the distance she had to make up, and to do it against some of the greatest horses in the world and only come up half a nose short was still incredible.
If you know the sport, you know that race. We all know that race. I mean, she was 20 lengths back and nearly won that race. And Mike and I talked about what it was like, how gut-wrenching that race was, and how she came up just short despite looking hopelessly beat early on. And having been on both sides of that myself, I asked him, which stays with you longer? Which stays with you longer? The unbelievable victories or the devastating beats. And we got into that too. Of course, because I had Mike Smith with me in studio, we had to talk about our big horse, the champ, Shared Belief. I don't think there's a person anywhere that I can relate to more than Mike when it came to Shared Belief. We both love that animal very much and both realize not only how truly special he was, but also how special he still could have been. And it's not a feeling of regret, but a feeling of respect. A respect for the animal in knowing where he stood despite his really unfortunate and sad early passing.
He never really got to show how good he truly, truly was. I mean, although that we got to see some of it, there was still a whole lot, you know, left. So that's the hard part with him, with Shared Belief. We didn't get to see it all come to, you know, what he really could have done.
Where did you think the first time you rode him?
He just an unbelievable athlete. And not only that, his will to win. Again, here's another horse that just had a heart that was much bigger than he was. So you put those two combinations together, man, and a lot of great things can happen. And he had that, man. He had that it factor, you know. You know, if you go back and look at his body of work, you could still argue a point, you know, where he's going to be ranked up there in the top 10 to 15 of all time. You know, you could really argue with it. I've gone back and kind of looked at all of it. And, you know, you go look back and look at his body of work, it was pretty incredible.
Haters come in and say things like, come on, man. Rome, your horse. Your horse wasn't even top 100. All right. Egg, you're entitled to your opinion, no matter how whack it is. That Hall of Famer said he's a top 10 or 15 horse all time. And the reason we talk about him in past tense, Shared Belief passed away. He had an attack of colic, and he was only 4 when he passed away. So that's a lot of respect coming from a guy who has garnered a tremendous amount of respect in his field, his sport, his industry. And obviously, I'm very happy to hear that from Mike Smith. You want to make sure you check this out if you haven't already. It's Ep 34. We take a look at the Kentucky Derby, which is coming up. He shared his memories and anecdotes about misdirection, too. Share Believe Zenyatta. If you love the horses, you will love this conversation. Trust me. And if you don't, you'll get something out of it. Now, to make good on my deal, I said keep an open mind, and I'll give you what you want, namely your voicemails. Here is a chunk of what you're going to hear this week on Ep 34.
Next message.
Yeah, hey, Jim Rome. It's Thomas in Bonanza. Apologize for calling drunk over the weekend. I hope I wasn't a total idiot. Please accept my apology. Also, that line that Ira has in his book, times of dope will get you through times with no money better than times with dope and having money. He plagiarized that line from the fabulous Furry Freak Brothers, a great comic that was written in the late 60s and early 70s. Unwore that loser plagiarizing loser Ira. Out.
Message deleted. Next message.
Tim, it's FBI Mike. Hey, you ought to take Janet out to see that new Amy Schumer movie. I think it's called I Feel Pretty.
Message deleted. Next message.
Jim, this is Jed in Illinois. With all that hockey talk, I can't believe you didn't mention Vince Neil cranking up that hand siren before the Vegas Knights game to get the crowd pumped. I know you saw that. I'm told the only reason he wanted to get the crowd so hyped and why he was so excited is because he thought that hand siren he was cranking was a sausage stuffer. I'm overweight. I'm overweight. Burrito.
Message deleted. You have no more messages.
Literally, there are people who tune in for that and then don't listen to my interviews. So you've got the entire voicemail segment. That was not it. That was like maybe one third of it. You've got the entire voicemail segment. 30 more minutes with Mike Smith. This can all be found right now on iTunes, all the Android players, jimrome.com. All of that. Episode 34. It is free. Subscribe, 34. And then you don't have to look for it. It will look for you every single week. And mailman Casey tweets, Jim, the hack off is now held once a week. It's called the voicemail. You're right.
Burrito.
Rome, tell these muffin tops. The NHL is a club team league. As a Canadian, there is nothing more insufferable than having to hear another Canadian fan base squawk about winning a cup for an entire year. Unless it's the Canucks, you keep that trophy down there. Signed, Matt in Vancouver. War Vegas, somehow winning it all in year one. War the Leafs being bounced. It could happen now. It could happen. Dear Jim, this is my holy bleep moment as I have to put aside yard work so I can watch you interview my hockey idol, George McPhee. While I'm a diehard Pens fan, I have followed his career since I met him in the stands when I skipped school to go to a Devils pre-skate practice in Pittsburgh back in 1989. George was in the stands. We had a 45-minute conversation about hockey, and it sticks with me to today. Mad respect, how McPhee played the game, and now how he manages it. Justin from Melbourne. All right, Justin, 5 minutes. 5 minutes until your idol is on. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back, and we are talking Vegas Golden Knight hockey next. When you're on the field, it's all about the right timing. Knowing when to plan the play. Knowing when to make the play. It's what all the great coaches who know how to get what they want are doing from the sidelines. They're making a plan, and they're executing it when the time is right. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows this. O'Reilly Auto Parts has a similar philosophy. When you need a part, but you're not in position to go pick it up, you can just order the parts that you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. Then you can pick them up at any of their 5,000 stores nationwide when you are ready to go. No shipping costs, returns are always easy, and you can pick them up when it's right for you. It's easy, and you know what you want is going to be there, so that'll save you time in the store too. The shopping game begins when you say it begins. It ends when you get what you want at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's like you've won before you even head out the door. Make the smart play. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every single day. O'ReillyAuto.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Now, you know I'm going to talk hockey on this show. You know we've talked a lot about this team this year on this program. We are joined right now by the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. He was named GM in July of 2016. A Hobey Baker Award winner at Bowling Green. Vegas won the Pacific Division in their first season. Vegas swept Los Angeles in the first round. Vegas is hosting San Jose tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. George McPhee is the GM of the Golden Knights. George, it is so great to have you on. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you.
George, thank you. I know you're already thinking about the game tonight, but if you could, can you take me back to when you were first named GM of the Vegas Golden Knights in the summer of 2016? What was it that attracted you to this opportunity?
Well, certainly I was just looking forward to managing again. I had done it for 17 years in Washington. I'd been between jobs for a couple of years. I worked with the Islanders, and I felt like I still had something to give as a manager and wanted that opportunity. So I got the opportunity. Wasn't sure what I was getting into. I was impressed with Bill Foley, but didn't realize until I got here that we had everything we needed to win. We had great support from our fan base, lots of tickets sold. The arena was state-of-the-art right on the strip. The practice facility was 15 minutes away in a nice little community. The airport's close. It was easy to get around. There's no state tax, which is appeals to some players, and no state income tax. And I just thought, if we do our jobs, we can win here. And that's all you ever hope for.
Well, certainly, if you do your jobs, you can win there. But I would argue that a season like this does not happen by accident. I know you had a plan. I know you were working that plan. But did that master plan include winning the division and sweeping the first round of the playoffs in your first season? Or maybe are you running even ahead of your own schedule?
Yeah, we're running ahead of schedule, Jim. We weren't expecting to do this. What we were trying to do was be as good as we could be and see where it goes from there. And it's certainly gone better than we ever hoped for. And it's become a really unique story. In your side of the business or my side of the business, we see lots of the same stories. It's just different teams, different years, different athletes. But this story has never happened before. And that's why it's so unique and why so many people seem to be attracted to it.
George, you're so right. And from my side, I'm always looking for something to talk about. This is something very unique, something very different. And this is why I like talking about you guys so much. And in fact, in talking with your coach and a number of your players over the course of the year, there are two things that keep coming up over and over. The first is the chemistry in the dressing room. So I'm curious, how much was chemistry and attitude on your mind when you put that team together? What kind of guys were you looking for?
Well, that was very important to us. We really did a lot of vetting of our staff, and then the players that we were going to claim. What we really wanted, and it's cliche to some people, but we really wanted to establish a culture that was really important to us. Getting the best athletes we could, and the most talented ones we could, was important, but what was more important was the personalities. And we wanted low-ego, hard-working people. And the best human talent we could get in the front office and elsewhere in the organization, and we worked hard at it. And it's all come together, and it's been a terrific experience to come to work every day and working with the right people.
You know, Ryan Reeves, who you got from Pittsburgh at the deadline, put it another way. He said, quote, "The whole roster is full of guys who teams said, we don't want you or we want other players more. It's a bunch of guys who are hungry and they can all play," end quote. So when you've got an entire room and a whole team that has hunger and guys who can play, how powerful does that become?
Well, it becomes very powerful because we don't have the talent that other teams have, but we got 51 wins in the regular season and we won the first round of the playoffs. And I think that it's a great lesson for all of us about giving people a second chance, a third chance to prove themselves. And it's become a very powerful intangible, and speaks to why we're all in this business, but it's a it was a great lesson learned for us and for others.
George McPhee joining us. So I've got a graphic up on CBS Sports Network right now of William Karlsson. Let me ask you about this guy. He had 6 goals with Columbus last year and then breaks out with 43 goals and 35 assists this season. I mean, you don't bring him over unless you see something in him. What did you see in him maybe that others did not?
Well, what we weren't expecting that kind of production, but what we did see was a good-sized guy who plays the game really well at both ends of the rink. You know, he scored a highlight film goal near the end of our season where he went between his legs to score, and everybody loved it. But what I loved about that game from him was the very next shift. The other team had a great scoring opportunity, and he was the one that stopped it by being in the right place right down in our crease, and that was – that's how he plays. He's really efficient at both ends of the rink. And we thought there was some upside, certainly not this much, but we're delighted that it's worked out that way.
George, the other thing that comes up, I mentioned there are 2 things, but the other thing is the fan base and the way the community has embraced this team has been absolutely amazing. I think most people who visit Vegas, of course, know about the Strip. So when you took that job, how familiar were you with the community away from the Strip and in places like Summerlin?
No knowledge of it, and again, I wasn't sure what I was getting into, but whatever you think of Vegas, when you live here and work here, it's the opposite. We live in these beautiful, quiet suburbs, great housing, parks, restaurants, churches, schools. You can't beat the weather, and the people here are so friendly. It's got a real small-town feel to it, and we feel very, very fortunate to be able to live and work here.
George, and golf. Lots of nice tracks. Good golf, too,
oh,
right?
Oh, gosh. You know, we've got 10 courses, I think, within 10 minutes of us here. So our players are certainly taking advantage of that.
You know, in terms of the community, before you played your first home game, the community was rocked by that shooting that killed 58 people. In fact, your season opener in Dallas was just 5 days after the shooting. As an organization, there is no manual. There is no playbook. What was it like to go through that, and what was your approach in handling it as a leader?
Well, it's, needless to say, a really difficult experience. No one wants to be around it. No one wants to be associated with it. But we were suddenly on a huge platform opening night that we never expected to be on or wanted. But we had to get it right that night, Jim. We had to tastefully, you know, do it right and honor the victims, support the survivors and the families, and recognize the first responders. And we got it right. And what's been amazing is, you know, life as we knew it here was over, and something beautiful hopefully was going to come along and help. And T-Mobile Arena became quite a community hub socially for everyone in the community to grieve and then to celebrate. And then, you know, we had to win the game after that. I wasn't expecting to win the game and didn't really care about the game. I was more focused on the ceremony and getting that right. But when we got to the game, I suddenly said, you know, now we have to win this thing. And, boy, when we scored the first couple of goals, we just kept scoring. And the place, you know, we almost blew the lid off the place. And it was really, I think, a cathartic experience for a lot of people to be able to have some positive emotion. And it's carried on throughout the entire season. And there's been this real connection between our players and a real connection between this team and this community. That's, you know, socially, it's been very, very helpful and helped this community heal.
George McPhee, my guest. George, you certainly did get it right. You all got it right. Final thought for you, because the second round gets underway tonight, and I so appreciate you coming on before a game. You've got San Jose. Your team is coming into the game with more than a week off. Given that the NHL postseason is such a grind, how valuable is it to get some time to rest and recover before the start of this round?
Well, we needed some time to recover. Certainly, that was the hardest fought 4-game sweep I've ever seen. You know, it was every game was tight, and we won. You know, we scored 7 goals in the series, and they scored 3. Last night, Toronto and Boston scored 7 and 4. So it was tight. We got through it. We needed time to recover. Don't like that long of a layoff, and I'm sure San Jose doesn't either, so I don't think either team knows what to expect tonight, but it's going to be a terrific series. Both teams are disciplined, both teams are fast, both teams have depth, and we're strong in the right positions, and they're both well coached. So Don't know what to expect, but it's sure fun being here.
Well, there's one thing we can't expect. That barn's going to be rocking. We know that for sure. San Jose is at Vegas tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. George McPhee is the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. George, appreciate your time so much, especially on a game
night.
Thank you very much. Good luck, George.
Much.
Great talking to you. Appreciate you and the organization. Golden Knights are an amazing story. So they win the division. They sweep the first round, as he points out. Not all sweeps are created equal. Just because they swept does not mean it was easy, because it wasn't. They get some time off, then you've got that whole rest versus rust argument, but it starts up yet again tonight. San Jose at Vegas, 10 p.m. Eastern. Let's talk a little bit of hockey if you want. We'll come back with the last segment. We had an emailer say, it's a dream come true. You're going to talk to my idol, George McPhee. What an amazing job he's done at putting that whole thing together. Last segment, we may talk some Yankee baseball before I wrap things up. I do have time for your phone calls. In the meantime, if you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge, Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, according to the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. I owe you a sports... Vegas v. San Jose tonight. Nothing against any other building in the league, but I'm not sure there's a more electric environment, a place I'd rather see a hockey game right now than Vegas. I've never done that. I would love to do that. That place is banging. It is electric. T-Mobile Arena is an amazing place to see a hockey game. I say that as somebody who watches the games, but has not been there yet. I would love to do that. So they fire up again, round two. It's going to be something else. Let's go back to LeBron for a minute. Great moment. Might have been first round. Maybe it was a little bit over the top for him to jump up on the scorer's table after a game one win. But the way he did that was amazing. Amazing to see and amazing to listen to. As an example, you already know that he straight buried that 25-foot stone-cold dagger to rip game five after that chase-down block of Vic Oladipo right before that. Comes back, knocks in the three ball, 98, 95, they rip game five. You know how it looked. But have you heard how it sounded? And have you heard the different versions of that final call? See, that's one of the best things about all sports. One of the best things is there's so many different angles, so many different ways to see this, view it, and to listen to it. Everybody on assignment last night was doing play-by-play, and they all had a different reaction. I mean, you think the Pacer radio guys sounded like the Cavaliers radio guys when that shot went down? Of course not. And sometimes the devastated call is way better than the elated call. Nothing like hearing the people responsible for calling that game call the shot that iced them. So, when LeBron jarred that game winner, the very first text that I thumbed out was to Lil Alvy. And I told Alvin, you have every single different version of that call ready for the show today. And I think he does. I think he found every single version, every existing version of how that went down. So, since this is still an audio medium, you know, aside from our simulcast, but primarily, at least first and foremost, an audio medium, and it is for a lot of you, there's nothing quite like that so-called theater of the mind. So why not take a journey through sound and listen to how everybody described that shot last night? Let's go ahead and start with the impartial, objective national broadcast on TNT.
And with 3 seconds left, Cleveland triggers in. James, 2 seconds, 1 second for the win. Oh! LeBron James delivers. That's a winner in Cleveland.
Ian Eagle, rock solid, as he always is, always has been. In fact, a great call. Probably the one that most of you heard last night was watching it on TV. But if you were driving in your car around C-Town, you were in your car and listening on WTAM, this is how it sounded.
He'll find LeBron up near the timeline. LeBron goes to work, fires a three for the win. He nailed it! LeBron James, the defining player of his generation, has done it once again. as LeBron at the buzzer wins game five for the Cavaliers. Oh my!
Shawn Michael, that's good work if you can get it now. Watching LeBron every night for more than a decade. Good work if you can get it must be nice. Now how about the other side? What about the heartbreak? Here's the call on WFNI in Indy.
Green will play it in. They won't challenge the inbound. Green gets it to James on the move. A three from dead center, and he hit it. He hit it. Of course he hit it.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
This one you think you've seen it all. This guy, who by the way is not a great three-point shooter, moved to the center of the floor, picked up the dribble, and drained it as time expired.
Love it. Absolutely love that, because that faded quickly from respect to acceptance to straight bitterness. It went from, of course he hit it, to, by the way, he's not that good of a three-point shooter in about 2 seconds flat. Like I said, give it another 2 seconds and it would have been like, and by the way, the guy can't ball at all. By the way, he shouldn't even have a job. By the way, he has waiters cut his steak for him. Anyway, bravo, fellas. Showing all the range of emotions in a single 10-second clip. I like it a lot. So you hear three calls on sports radio throughout the day. But this is not just any sports radio program, and this is not just any sports radio staff. I've got guys who work with me on this show that work other projects, that have their own other brands. They do other things. This is just part of their daytime job. And I got to respect that because I've got the best and the brightest, and I've got guys that want to get an opportunity to plant their flag someplace else. I know this. On top of that, we do have resources. We have tentacles. We have connections all over the map. And if you think that you've heard the very best version of that call, wait until you hear what I found. Because I have audio that you will not find or hear anywhere else. You see, last night, I had to be out. Now, I DVR everything. I see everything. But I have to admit, in that moment, I was out driving around. I had some business I had to tend to. And I'm on my radio, and I'm listening, and I pick up this wonky little signal down on a breeze from the San Gabriel Valley. Call letters that I'd never even heard of. Call letters that didn't even make any sense. Something like radio station K-A-L-V-I-N or K-L-I-L-A-L-V-I-N, or K-L-I-L-A-L-V-I-N-D-E-L-L-O-R-O-A-M. 1820. I don't know. It was just weird. So the station also was weirdly carrying the game. Like, I didn't know the station, nor did I know that they had a deal to carry that game. Not some kind of national feed either. So the station has their own announcer. Listen carefully and tell me if you recognize this voice.
95-95, 3 seconds left. Cleveland inbounds the ball. Top of the circle, LeBron gets the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, LeBron for the win. Oh, dude, yes. LeBron James. Please stay LeBron.
Magic. Please stay LeBron. I've done this a long time. I know talent. I've broken a lot of talent. I don't know who this guy is, but it sounds familiar, and I know he's going to have a national gig soon. Help me with this. I know this voice. I know this voice, but I don't know how I know this voice. What is this? Listen.
95-95, 3 seconds left. Cleveland inbounds the ball. Top of the circle, LeBron gets the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, LeBron for the win. Oh, dude, yes. LeBron James. Please stay LeBron.
Wait a minute. I know that phrase, that catchphrase, dude, no. But that was dude, yes. Alvin freaking DeLauro, moonlighting as a freelance play-by-play man for some small AMer in the San Gabriel Valley?
Dude, yes, yes.
Did you just drop a please stay LeBron at the end?
Please stay LeBron.
And a dude, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Alvin, like, how long has this been going on? I'm not saying you need to clear everything through me, and I've always said, if you guys can get done what you need to get done during the day and you take care of your business, you're free to do whatever you want once you've left the facility. However, how do you have a gig like that and I don't know about that? I don't think in the 11 years I've known this kid that I've ever heard him get that fired up or raise his voice nor say that many words at one time. Wow, man, I don't even know you anymore. You think you know somebody, right? Man, thank God I was in my car. Scanning stations,
a car.
Looking for the different versions of the game winner. My man, good job. I mean, I'm shocked. Hey, I'll take your reaction, by the way. Did you know he had a job? Because a lot of you did not know that he won a state championship in high school, which is probably why he got that job. What is your reaction to Alvin DeLauro's play-by-play? You heard the national play-by-play. You heard the local Cleveland play-by-play. You heard the local Indy play-by-play. And now Alvin in the San Gabriel Valley.
Dude, yes.
Dude, bro, I'll tell you what, man. I think you may be in line for an award that I've never won. The Marconi. It's going to be in the mail. And if you don't get one, I'll get you one. Caravan Smack. Dude, yes.
Dude, yes.
Alvin, I don't want to put you on the spot now, but you don't want to be put on the spot, do you? Yeah, well, I found it, son. I found that. This is what you get. Busted.
Please stay LeBron.
Please stay LeBron, he tagged it with. Busted, Lil Alvy. The two things that Alvin did not want anybody to know, we now know. He won a state championship, running the point for his high school, and he's a play-by-play man?
Please stay LeBron.
Dear Jim, no chance LeBron leaves Cleveland now. Not after that plea to stay. Devin in Palm Springs. War Alvin, the guy's incredible.
He deserves an incredible amount of praise.
Steve Nash said it. War, please stay LeBron.
Please stay LeBron.
At Johnny Scabs tweets, Alvin is boom goes the dynamite guy. No, he's not. And that kid's cool, but Alvin's a legend.
Please stay LeBron.
Dude, do I need to start looking for your replacement? I mean, come on, man. I've always said if you want to do something on the side, as long as you get your job done here, I'm fine with. But can you at least let me in and let me know you're doing something on the side? Alvy. Get your reaction in here. At Crossroads 44 tweets, Dude, yes.
Dude, yes.
Can I hear that one more time? LeBron James, the chase down block, Alvy, you know, like Al Michaels, ready for the moment with the line locked and loaded. Do you believe in miracles? Dude, yes.
95-95, 3 seconds left. Cleveland inbounds the ball. Top of the circle, LeBron gets the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, LeBron for the win.
Oh! Dude, yes. LeBron James.
Please stay LeBron.
Please stay LeBron. That is golden. Alvin, how did you do that? How did you know? How long have you had that gig? What else are you doing that I don't know about, Alvin? Dude, do you have a podcast?
Not everybody has your ability, Alvin.
Obviously. Wow, bro. Tip of the hat. I am really, really proud of you. A little stunned and a little shocked that I didn't know you had that side hustle going on. What other side hustles do you have that I don't know about? Alvin, I don't know who you were going to give the huge call to, but you ought to give it to yourself. Stabil 360 Performance Fuel Treatment and Stabilizer is engineered to protect your engine from the harmful effects of ethanol blended fuels. Use it with every fill up for maximum protection. Visit Stabil.com for more info. Jeremy Lanza tweets, that voice is none other than the B-ball phenomenon. Phenom, Alvin DeLauro, state champion ankle breaker. Fake Kellen Winslow tweets, you say that KALV's frequency was 1820? Is that subliminal for how many kids he has? 18 to 20? Stucknut. Yeah, Alvy's having himself a week. Alvy's having himself a life. The draft is coming up. Yeah, Alvin, you're not going to do that too, are you? Mike Mayock was a guest. Lincoln Riley was a guest. George McPhee was a guest. My thanks to the XR4TI and especially Alvin DeLauro. Dude, yes, yes.
Dude, yes, yes. LeBron
See you tomorrow.
James.
LeBron James. Please.